Hi there. The word for you today is confront your fear. In Isaiah 41 verse 10 we read, God says, don't be afraid, I am with you. Isn't that great? There are different kinds of fear. Let's talk about a few. There's the kind that warns you to stay away from fire. There's the kind that cultivates respect for God. Oswald Chambers said, when you fear God, you don't have to fear anything else. There's the kind of fear that makes you feel helpless. Sometimes it's rooted in parental criticism or a bully's threats, and although it's groundless, it still haunts you. There's the fear of failing, which, if left unchallenged, becomes the father of failure. Job said, the thing I did greatly fear has come upon me. Then there's the fear of the unknown, your imagination runs amok. What if you never meet the right person, or what if you lose your job, or what if the biopsy confirms the worst? Over and over in his word, God keeps saying in different ways, don't be afraid, I am with you. Paul Tournier notes, and I quote, life and death always insist on moving on, and I cannot move forward without leaving something behind. The trapeze artist must let go of one trapeze at precisely the right moment and hover in the void before grabbing the other. So faith calls us out of our comfort zone to learn new skills and minister in different ways. But we get uptight. We think, what if God asks me to do something I can't do? Or I don't have the strength, wisdom, or faith? Look, if you were relying on your own resources, you'd be in trouble. But the fact is, and Peter spells it out, 1 Peter 1 verse 2, quote, God knew you and chose you. Every time you meet a new challenge, he strengthens you by proving that he not only supplies you with the tools, but he, God, is responsible for the outcome. So, you're covered.